good evening or good morning to you. Wherever you might be, this is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Radio Orbit. It's Monday night, the 3rd of April, 2006. And I'm glad to be with you guys here tonight. It's a special day. It's a special show. And we'll get right to it here. All right? Okay. Listen, a big thank you, first of all, to John Lash for a wonderful program last week. John, of course, amazing, intelligent, very well-spoken, and a wonderful program. So big thank you to John, and thanks to Martin Lind as well for providing the music for the show last week. Tonight, as I said, it's April 3rd, and it is a special day in my world. It is the six-year anniversary of the passing over to the other side of my friend and mentor and teacher, Terrence McKenna, one of the most remarkable individuals I've ever experienced. And tonight, his brother, his younger brother, as a matter of fact, a remarkable individual in his own right, Dr. Dennis McKenna, will be on the program, a much anticipated appearance, which myself and many listeners have been looking forward to for a long time. And if that weren't enough, we've also got Stephen Herod Buhner. And Stephen's been on the program before as well. He's the author of a number of amazing books. The Lost Language of Plants, of course, one that is my favorite, but he's written a number of things. So Dennis McKenna and Stephen Herod Buhner tonight together, and we'll have that for you in about an hour or so. Stephen is also an herbalist, an amazing herbalist. He's an ecologist. As I said, he's the author of The Lost Language of Plants, this amazing book. Most of you are familiar with Dennis and what he's done over the years. So you're in for a treat tonight. All right? And it is a special day. And let me tell you something else, all right? Last night was a special night. More about that another time. But suffice to say this, all right? And I hope you're listening. And this is to everybody out there within the sound of my voice. Last night something was born. And last night something was planted. And it was good. And I'm tired. But we're going to have a wonderful show tonight. All right, it is springtime. And that's become quite apparent lately. It was a nice weekend, some nice weather, amazing storm last night. And I was doing some yard work, got leaves and bonfires going all over the place, new buds appearing on the trees, flowers starting to peek up. Wonderful, wonderful, life-affirming stuff everywhere. So, with that in mind, I think that I will read a poem, do something a little bit different for the beginning of the program tonight. It's a poem that's sort of been with me for the last few days, and it's called Flower Chorus. It was written by the magnificent Ralph Waldo Emerson sometime in the mid-19th century. Not sure exactly when. But it goes like this. Flower Chorus. Such a commotion under the ground when March called, ho there, ho. Such spreading of rootlets far and wide, such whisperings to and fro. Are you ready? The snowdrop asked. 'Tis time to start, you know. Almost, my dear, the scilla replied. I'll follow as soon.